I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, we want to talk some football. And I mean just football. Nothing else. And joining us right now to do that is Brian Baldinger. Baldy is on NFL Network. He's an analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. It's his third season of Film Session, which is available now on NFL Game Pass. It features Baldy along with Kurt Warner. They break down film, and they do it with players like Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, Minkah Fitzpatrick. There's a bunch of guys that they do it with. So order NFL Game Pass. It's visit NFL.com/Game Pass. Baldy, man, how you doing? How you holding up? How's the health, bro? You doing okay?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. I mean, I've been in 2 days here, getting ready for the season. So I'm taking advantage of the heat. You know, yeah. I'm getting ready for my second workout when I finish these interviews here today. But, yeah, I feel great right now.
Yeah, last time we saw Baldy, we did our big fantasy draft with our listeners' call. Remember, yeah. We were up at Twin Peaks and we're hanging out, having a blast.
I do remember that, man. It was a nice afternoon.
Seems it like really was
a century ago. All right, Baldy, let's roll, man. You're a lineman. Offensive line going to hold up. We're still going to find the left guard. But what do you think of our Falcons' offensive line for this year?
Well, we got to find the left guard. I mean, is it Brown? Is it Matt Hennessy from Temple? Does he slide in there right now? I mean, I'm not exactly sure. You know what's going to happen right now. But, that's the one hole. The good thing is that, you know, Lidstrom got healthy last year and McGarry, you know, played. And so, you know, we got two young guys that got a lot of experience last year. And now it's, you know, usually the big area of growth in anybody's career is between the first and second year, albeit a shortened off season or no off season. But, you know, they're counting on those guys to play like number one draft picks on that side. And so, you know, they got a running back that's pretty determined right now to go get his career back on track, and so they could be a big part of it.
Last year, I was ashamed, and at one point, I think I threw something at my computer when you had a breakdown of our defensive backs. I think it was against Arizona. Running and running and running and not covering anybody. And I remember seeing that and going, what in the world are we doing? So let me ask you. Our defense was different in the second half. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, people talk about, Raheem Morris and the communication. But what did you see on film that made the difference in our defense?
Well, you know, that last game they played before the bye to go to 2-6, they played Seattle. They're down 24-0, you know, in the second quarter. And, I mean, literally, you could have played stickball, you know, on the sidelines, and that's, you know, in the Mercedes-Benz zone, nobody would have even known. I mean, there's nobody paying attention at that point. You know, and then they have the bye week, and then Raheem Morris gets, you know, moved from wide receivers to, and then, you know, they go to New Orleans the next week. And then Carolina, they completely shut them down. I mean, they locked up. They didn't have assignment errors on the back end, and they look like a completely different football team. I mean, just assignment-wise, they played much better. But the big thing is, for any secondary, is when you surrender big plays like they did against Arizona, like they did against Houston, when you surrender the big plays, it always is a result of the back end of your secondary, either blown assignments, blown coverage, or missed tackles. And Atlanta was guilty of all those things at some point or another to fall to 2-6. Now, they played much better in the second half of the season. And so I think Raheem just kind of, I don't know if he had a read in the riot act, he just probably said, we're better than this. Let's just play better. Let's just play good assignment football, and let's not start pointing fingers at each other as somebody is dancing in the end zone on us right now. And they stopped that, and they beat two really good teams in New Orleans and San Francisco in the second half of the season. And so, look, if you're a Falcon fan right now, I know you guys are, is, you know, which team are you going to see? I mean, I kind of think that you're going to see the team you saw in the second half of the season.
And that would validate Arthur Blank keeping the crew, keeping the band together for one more year. As Brian Baldinger joins us, guys, longtime NFL veteran, now broadcaster and analyst, does a great job. And as Carl said, yeah, that was like, that was ugly last year. What about our pass rush? Because, you know, I guess Raheem Morris puts his own stamp on it, Brian, but Dan Quinn from Seattle, the mindset is you get the pressure from the four down linemen, you're not really blitzing, and you're hoping to get there. We just never seem to get there over the years.
You're right. And Vic Beasley was a huge disappointment. I mean, I'm sure they tried to, you know, before he left in free agency, I'm sure they tried to trade him and get something for him, you know. Right. He really didn't improve. Tack McKinley shows power, shows speed to power at times, and you just have to get it out of him on a consistent basis. Now, we got to see what Dante Fowler can do. He played his best game I think he ever played in his life against the Falcons last year. So, you know, there's probably a big reason why they went and tried to sign him. And so can they get that out of him? You know, and can they get a steady rush? Because that's where it starts. Starts up front, you know, for any Dan Quinn team. That's where it's going to start. So, you know, they don't want to have to blitz. It's not the way they're built. It's not what Dan wants to do. It's not what they did in Seattle. And so they've got to get it. They've got Grady Jarrett inside who can be dominant at times. Sometimes he can disappear, but it would help. You know, if he had steady pressure off the edge and he wasn't getting doubled by the center of the guard inside.
Brian Baldinger joining us, guys. Follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. By the way, this Saturday, the episode we've been telling you about, it's on NFL Game Pass featuring Baldy and Kurt Warner. The episode's going to feature Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Airs at 8 o'clock on NFL Network. Maybe the best corner right now in the NFL. And speaking of a Patriot, let me ask you about a Patriot that's now a Buccaneer in our division. What do you see on film with Tom Brady? Does he still have everything that he needs to have? I know he's living off of the reputation of what he's been able to do, and he is the GOAT. But when we say that, what does that mean, and how does it translate to what we're going to see in our division when we play Tampa Bay?
Well, I don't care who the quarterback is. I mean, Brady is, you know, he's still playing at a high level. But for any quarterback, how quickly can your wide receivers win? You know, we did a film session with Amari Cooper, and he's shown us these routes that he likes to win on. And, you know, and sometimes I ask him, I'm like, it takes a long time to run this route. He goes, I'm cognizant of that. I got to win quickly. So they've got two guys there that can win quickly, whether it's Mike Evans on go routes. I mean, he can run with anybody, and he's a beast, to try and stop to get off the line of scrimmage, as you guys know and have seen. And then he can track a deep ball the way, you know, great center fielders track a deep ball. You know, on the other side, you know, they've got a young receiver that had a breakout season. So, you know, and they got a tight end back. They got three tight ends that can play. I mean, you give Tom Brady some guys that can win quickly, I think you're going to see a really good Tom Brady. If you make him hold the ball like he was in New England last year, waiting for somebody to get open, waiting for somebody to win, you're probably going to see a guy that's going to struggle. And so I think, you know, Bruce Arians' offense, man, he likes to attack. And so he always has, you know, from his days at Temple on North Broad Street. He wants to attack you. And so you're going to see probably a lot different Tom Brady than what you have been watching probably since he had Randy Moss.
Wow. And that's the thing, as Brian Baldinger joins us, guys, NFL Network analyst. And, again, he's in a lot of Falcons pregames over the years as well. You know, Baldy, the thing is, and I'm not trying to be prisoner of the moment like everybody else, but, man, I mean, they got a great – they're good in the trenches. They're physical. We did the numbers earlier this year. Jameis threw them out of, like, six or seven games last season.
Well, look, the season ended with the Falcons beating them in overtime on the first play. It was a pick right. six. I think Deion Jones picked it off.
Right.
I mean, look, that was his 30th interception of the season. It was his seventh pick six. I mean, you know, right there, I mean – you know, like it's just you can't turn the ball over 35 times. I mean, if Tom Brady turns it over 12, he probably thinks it's a lousy season. So, look, you do throw for 5,000 yards, but so what? You're giving the ball back, you know, for extra pass to Drew Brees and Matt Ryan and all these guys in the league. That's all they want is extra pass. And look, they won seven games last year. The front seven that they have was fierce the second last six games of the season. Devin White looked like the best, you know, like the fifth pick in the draft. And Shaq Barrett led the league in sacks. And, you know, I mean, they've got good players. Their secondary, which was almost all rookies last year, they kind of grew up and got better as the season went on. I think Bruce Arians can coach. Like, I think they're going to be a formidable team. They won seven games. You can cut the turnovers in a third from the quarterback position. I mean, is that transfer to 3 wins? I kind of think it does, and maybe more.
Brian Baldinger breaking down some film with us and obviously talking about what's going on in and around the NFL. Again, Saturday, the episode's going to feature Patriots Corner. Stephon Gilmore airs at 8 o'clock on NFL Network. All right, just real quick, as you've watched, and you said it, you're doing two-a-days, you're doing a lot of film work right now. What's jumping off the screen at you? What are you surprised about seeing, or whom are you surprised about what they might be doing right now when you watch?
Well, I mean, look, Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the league last year. He had no offseason or preseason with Hollywood Brown. I mean, he might be the fastest player in the league. I mean, he's right up there in the top five. He can run by anybody. And, you know, if the quarterback doesn't have any offseason or preseason with his star deep threat, I mean, it's possible that Lamar Jackson could be better this year. He led the league with 36 touchdown passes last year. And they're down there in South Florida, like literally on a high school field every day right now, building that time and trust with each other. I mean, it's possible that with the league's most lethal rushing attack, that if you add a deep threat to it, safeties are going to be in a bind. Where are we going to play? We can't cheat up to stop the fierce rushing attack they have. This guy might just run right by us. So pick your poison right now with the Ravens. That's kind of one thing that I'm looking at, is this team that won 14 games last year, I mean, they might be better this year.
Of the teams that made the big moves, like Tua with the Dolphins, the Bengals, we got about 30 seconds left, Brian. I mean, Burrow, as a coach, don't you want to just throw these guys, if Tua can go, throw these guys out there, or you think they should learn from the sideline?
Well, I think Joe Burrow is going to start. I mean, I really do. I mean, he sees the field really well. I mean, LSU put 5 receivers out in the routes last year, and his ability to just go through progressions is, you know, it's lightning fast. And for Tua, look, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick played really well the second half of the season last year. I mean, I don't think you should just give the ball to Tua. I mean, let him go beat Ryan Fitzpatrick out, have some kind of competition, and make him earn it. I mean, just the way Matt Ryan earned it, you know, in 2008 when he came in with the third pick in the draft. I mean, make him earn it.
Baldy, it's always good to talk with you, man. We appreciate you. Stay safe and keep breaking that film down, man. We'll be watching on Saturday for the latest edition on NFL Network. Thanks again.
Thanks for the pop, and I can't wait to get the flowery branch to see the dirty birds practicing something.
Us too.
Yeah. I know. I hear you, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.